哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹，大家早安。
Hallelujah, good morning to all the brothers and sisters.
在这个安息圣日，我们按照圣经上的吩咐来这里一起同守安息。
That on this holy Sabbath day, that according to the Bible, that we're all here to rest.
愿主耶稣按照他所应许的，在这一天将各样的福气平安赏赐给我们每一位。
And may the Lord, according to His promise, may rain blessings upon all of us.
使我们能够在这个混乱的社会当中，能够保持一个敬神爱人的生活。
That in this chaotic society, that we canLive a life that is pleasing to God.
今天早上我们要用大卫的成功人生来做彼此学习的内容。
This morning we would like to use the topic of the successful life of David as mutual encouragement.
圣经里面讲到许多的人物。
The Bible mentions many people.
有的是成功的，有的是失败的。
Some people are successful and some people fail.
有的是顺利的，有的是非常崎岖的。
And some are successful and some are extremely not successful.
这一切人物，这一切他们的事迹，都要做我们今天信仰路上学习的榜样。
And these people are all for us.To learn from in our journey of faith.
在这众多的人物当中
，that among all of these people,
大卫是大家最熟悉、最认识的一个人。
David is one of the most familiar ones that we know.
甚至不只是基督徒了解他
，and not only are Christians familiar with him.
不只是犹太人崇拜他
，not only do Jewish people worship
him. 更是许许多多世界上信主或不信主的人都知道的。
But rather, everybody who knows God or not, all know him.
在这众多的圣经众多的伟大人物当中
，and among all the great people in the Bible.
大卫是我个人最喜欢的人物之一。
David is one of my personal favorites.
因为他能够从一个很平凡的人生当中
，because he can go from a very ordinary life，
最后成为一个传奇流传奇被后人所知道的的一个人。
And in the end, he becomes someone that everybody knows of，
一个很平凡的人
，an ordinary person，
最后却活出了一个不平凡的人生。
That in the end, he lives a not a very ordinary life。
大卫就跟你我一样
，David is like you and I。
我们如果对他的事迹有熟悉
，if we know of his story，
你会发觉说大卫就是一个很真实的人。
We know that David is a very sincere person。
虽然他最后成为一个国王
，even though in the end he became a king。
虽然他最后征战，他成为一个征战当中从来没有失败的一个英雄。
Even though he became a hero that has never lost a battle.
虽然他最后成为蒙神所爱的人。
Even though he was loved by God in the end.
但是我们可以从他的生活当中发觉，他跟你我一样，就是一个很平凡、很普通的人。
But in his life, we find out that his life is very ordinary, just like yours.
他从一个从一个牧羊童开始。
He started out as a shepherd boy.
到最后成为军队当中的军长。
That in the end, later on, he became the general in the army.
最后成为以色列全境的国王。
And later on, became the king of the Israelites.
可是，在他的生活当中，我们看到他有他恐惧的那一面。
But in his life, there are moments when he is afraid.
他有他逃跑的时候。
There are moments when he is fleeing away.
他也有他高兴唱歌跳舞的日子。
There are also days when he is extremely happy and he sings praises to God.
也有遇到困难、生气或者是哭泣的时刻。
There are times when he encounters difficulties and he becomes sad.
所以有时候你对比一下。其他圣经里面属灵的伟人
And when you look at the Bible and the people in the Bible,
你会发觉说大卫是一个当中最有血有肉、最真实的。
You will find that David is the one that is the most real.
他会生气，跟你一样。
He becomes angry just like you and I.
他会害怕，跟你一样。
He will be afraid just like you and I.
他会逃跑，跟你一样。
He will be running away just like you and I.
但是他最后却能够活出一个成功的人生。
But in the end, he is able to live a successful life.
圣经里面称他为合神心意的人。
The Bible describes him as a man after God's heart. 所以
我们今天就来看一看大卫的生活。
And so let's look at David's life.
从一个简单的介绍跟叙述当中，我们来看为什么这么一个有血有肉的普通人，最后却能够成为一个时代的传奇。
And from a short introduction, why is it that this man of flesh and blood, just like you and I, become such a person?
我们来看一下历代志下的第十八章。
Let's look at Second Chronicles chapter 18.
历代志下第十八章。
Second Chronicles chapter 18.
历代志上哦。
Oh, First Chronicle, I'm sorry.
历代志上的第十八章。
First Chronicles chapter 18.
第一节。
Verse
1. 第一节说，从此大卫攻打非利士人，将他们制服，从他们手下夺取了加特和属加特的村庄。第二节。
Verse 2.
又攻打摩押，摩押人就归服大卫，给他进贡。第三节
Verse 3.
第三节，索巴王哈大利谢从幼发拉底河去，要兼顾自己的王权， 大卫就攻打他，直到哈马。第四节
，verse four，
夺了他的战车1000，马兵7000，步兵20000，将拉战车的马砍断蹄筋，但留下100辆车的马。那这里呀、啊，在这里第十八章这里讲到大卫的生平啊。
And here in chapter 18 talks about David.
那大卫是被认识是一个很会打仗的君王。
And David is a very known a known warrior.
啊，其实呢，整个大卫的时代打下了后来以色列的疆土啊。
And during the time of David, he conquered all the land for later on.
啊，虽然呢、啊，以色列历史当中土地最大的是所罗门王的时代。
And even though during the reign of King Solomon, that was the land the greatest.
啊，但是能够有那么大的土地，是因为他的爸爸大卫的军队到了每一个地方，把对方都征服了。
But in order for him to have so much land, it was because of his father who conquered all the land.
啊，甚至后来一些他没有征服的国家都主动认输，主动进贡啊。
And even later on, the countries he did not conquer, they paid tribute on their own.
啊，所以大卫的王朝建立了后来以色列的兴盛。
And so the dynasty of David was built up for later on the
success of Israel. 啊，所以大卫的一辈子就是不停的打仗。
And so his life was endless battles.
啊，从十八章第一节开始哦。
From chapter 18, verse 1.
他说，从此大卫就攻打非利士人。
And from there, David started attacking the Philistines.
大卫又攻打摩押人。
He subdued the Moabs.
啊，大卫攻打他附近所有的人。
And he conquered all the people surrounding him.
以色列这个国家的位置非常的好，也非常的不好。
And the place of Israel is good and not good at the same time.
啊，它被称为百战之地，哈，就是啊，它刚好是在所有国家的中心。
And the land of Israel is in the middle of every other country.
它的位置控制了三个州，哈，三个州的交界啊。
And it's surrounded by three continents.
所以所有国家要经所有国家要做生意都要经过它。
And so every country that passes by to do business needs to pass by
Israel. 从亚洲、欧洲到非洲，这三个国家的中心点就是以色列。
From Asia to Europe, the center point is Israel.
啊，这个国家有好有坏。
And this country has good and bad.
啊，就是啊，如果你强盛的时候
，Because if you are successful,
大家要向你进贡
，then people need to pay tribute to you.
你就会越来越强。
Then you will become stronger and stronger.
但是当你软弱的时候
，But when you are weak,
哦，就是所有人都环绕你
，And everyone is surrounding you.
大家都想要咬下一口来
，Everybody wants to take a bite.
啊，这就是以色列的位置。
This is the place of Israel.
啊，所以以色列一直面对各个附近国家强敌的攻击呀。
And so they encounter many attacks from the nearby countries.
啊，但是大卫的时候
，But during the reign of David,
啊，这里讲说他把所有的国家附近的国家全部都打服了。
Here it says he defeated all the surrounding countries.
这是今天成功人生的第一步啊。
This is the first step to be a successful person.
要能够成为一个征战的英雄，能够活出一个得胜的日子。
And to be a hero that is successful and to become successful in
life. 我说有人说信仰的路就是不停的征战。
People say that in our journey of faith is constant battles.
啊，在马太福音的第十一章哦。
In Matthew chapter 11 and 6.
啊，主耶稣说啊，今天你要进天国啊。
And Jesus says you want today if you want to go to heaven.
他说天国是努力的人进去的啊。
Heaven is only for those who work hard.
努力的人就得着了。
Only those who work hard will.
那这里的努力啊，在原文当中是征战啊。
And this. And the etymology of this word is to strive.
啊，就是啊，不停的打进天国去啊。
Is to constantly fight and fight.
啊，所以一个基督徒今天要信耶稣而不打仗。
So today, if you want to be a Christian and not fight battles,
那到最后只会活出一个失败的信仰人生。
Then in the end, your life will be a failure.
啊，所以啊，每天都在挑战当中。
And so every day is in battle.
每天都是在信仰的压迫之下。
Every day you're under the suppression of faith.
但是却能够胜过而每一天活出一个得胜的人生。
But to be able to be successful and live a good life.
啊，这里特别讲到两个国家。
And here talks about two countries.
一个是摩押，一个是非利士。
First is the Moabites and the Philistines.
摩押是他们在旷野当中遇到的敌人。
And the Moabites are the people that the enemies they've encountered in the wilderness.
啊，不断的要引诱他们拜偶像。
And they constantly try to tempt them to worship idols.
啊，不断的要引诱他们犯淫乱。
They want to tempt them to commit adultery.
哦，所以今天的世界就是用这两种方式来引诱我们。
And the world tries these two methods to tempt us.
要你跟他一样，要你顺服情欲。
They want us to be like them to go according to our flesh.
这个是外在的世界的引诱。
And this is the exterior temptations from the
world. 所以在这里讲说，攻打摩押，制服你的情欲。
And so when you defeat Moabites, you overcome your desires.
不再追求世界，不再贪爱世界。
You no longer pursue the world and love the world.
啊，非利士又不一样哦。
And the Philistines are very different.
非利士的位置很特别。
And the place of the Philistines is very special.
对以色列来讲，所有的敌人都在外面。
To the Israelites, the Philistines, all the enemies are outside.
亚兰人亚述在东北。
All the Assyrians are they're all on the
northeast.
Northeast.
啊，然后呢，那个非洲在南边。
And Africa is in the south.
南地哈，他们叫南地哈 ，Niger 哈，在南地哦。
And so they call this Niger, and it's in the south.
他说所有的敌人都在外面，都环绕他们哦。
And so all the enemies are surrounding them.
唯一的例外就是非利士人。
The only exception is the Philistines.
非利士人是在以色列国境的旁边啊，的左手边哦。
And the Philistines are on the right side of the country.
很奇怪啊，它是好像以色列地一个长条，它就在边边一条长长的卡在以色列里面啊。
And so the kingdom of Israel is a long strip, and they're right in the middle.
哦，所以啊，它跟以色列跟南北都是连在一起的。
And so they're connected to the northeast.
啊，然后再过去就是海啦，啊，就是地中海啦。
And after that is the sea.
哦，所以你可以说非利士地其实是在以色列国境的里面或者是边边啊。
And so the Philistine, you can consider them to be inside Israel.
啊，这个对一个国家是非常危险的。
And this to a country is very dangerous.
因为非利士啊，好像一把刀哦，刺在以色列的肋旁啊。
Because the Philistines are like a sword that is stuck in the side of the Israel.
它可以随时从里面攻击以色列的每一个地方。
They can attack at any time.
为什么会这样子呢
？And why is this?
因为非利士人他们本身是海盗民族啊 ，Viking。他们是海盗哦。
Because the Philistines are Vikings.
他们是海盗民族建立的地上国家。
And so they're a Viking country that established their country on land.
所以如果以色列很强大
，So if Israel was very strong,
非利士人就跳上船就走了。
Then the Philistines would just go on their boats and leave.
啊，如果以色列人一衰弱
，If the Israelites were weak,
哎，这些强盗哦，海上的海盗又回来了。
Then these pirates would come and attack.
哦，所以啊，从几百年来啊，非利士人一直是以色列的心头大患啊。
And so for hundreds of years, the Philistines was a very big headache for the Israelites.
打不赢，打不死。
And they couldn't defeat them or kill them.
哦，所以啊，那是内忧啊，是里面的问题呀。
And so this is an internal problem.
哦，所以啊，今天我们一个基督徒啊，面对的就是这样子，外面跟里面的两种问题。
And so today we face many two problems, which is from the outside and inside.
外面的摩押是用世界上的引诱不断的诱惑我们。
And the Moabites who are the outside, they use the world to tempt us.
非利士是里面的软弱，随时可能爆发，随时可能攻克我们的心。
And the Philistines are from the inside; it could explode at any time to attack us.
所以今天要成功。
And so today to be successful.
不断的征战。
There are endless battles.
对内对外都要打赢。
From you need to be victorious from the outside and
inside. 我们看尼希米记的第四章。
Let's look at Nehemiah chapter 4.
尼希米记第四章。
Nehemiah chapter 4.
尼希米记第四章。
Nehemiah chapter 4.
四章的第十一节。
Chapter 4, verse 11.
十一节。
Verse 11.
那这里说我们的敌人且说趁他们不知不见我们进入他们中间杀他们是工作止住啊。那在这里以色列人要重建圣城啊。
And here the Israelites, they're building up the holy city again.
大家都在努力大家都在用心。
Everybody is striving hard and working hard.
但是到最后工作却停顿了。
But in the end, the work stopped.
为什么工作停顿呢
?Why is it that it stopped?
这里有一个原因哦。
Here is the reason.
他说因为敌人跑到他们当中了。
It is because the enemies came amid them.
趁他们不知不见的时候啊进入里面杀人啊。
That unknowingly they came into the camp and they started killing people.
啊到最后圣工就停顿下来。
And in the end, the holy work stopped.
哦，所以啊，我们今天要恢复我们的信仰生活。
And so today we need to restore our life faith.
我们希望能够重新建立教会，使教会兴旺。
We hope to restore then to have the church grow.
我们就要克服打败非利士人啊。
Then we need to overcome and defeat the Philistines.
有时候内在的危机比外在的攻击更加的可怕。
Many times the hurt from the inside is even worse than from the outside.
哦，所以在这里我们看到啊，大卫第一件事就是先把非利士人制服。
And here we see the first thing he did is to overcome and suppress the Philistines.
然后开始攻击四围的国家。
And then started to defeat all the surrounding countries.
然后最后能够活出一个得胜建立大卫的王朝。
And in the end, he can become a successful life and build up the dynasty of
David. 对以色列人来讲。
And to the Israelites.
一提到大卫王朝。
The moment you mention the dynasty of David.
就是一种荣耀。
This is a glory.
就是一种胜利。
It's a victory.
就是一种以色列历史当中的骄傲。
And this is something for them to be proud of.
所以我们今天也要一样重新建立起我们信仰的王朝。
And so today we need to build up the dynasty of our faith.
在箴言当中说要 要制服己心啊。
And the book of Proverbs says we need to overcome our hearts.
就是打败非利士人。
It is to defeat the Philistines.
你才能够有力量对外扩张你的领土。
So that you can build up your success.
所以如果我们连自己都管不好了。
But if we can't even take care of ourselves.
我们怎么有办法来帮助教会兴旺呢？
And how can we help the restoration, to have the church grow?
所以一个教会如果内部吵吵闹闹。
And so if there's problems on the inside,
如果不同心,
if no one has the same heart,
不管他有多少的人, 有多少的人才, 有多少的资源,
no matter how many people you have and how much resource you have,
都没有办法发展,
there's no way that it can grow.
所以不久之前我到另外一间教会去帮忙灵恩会啊。
So not recently I went to a church to help out with their special
congregation. 他们像我们一样啊, 也是在购买会堂在分社啊。
They're like us, they're buying a church and they're splitting into different
locations. 所以啊, 他们就在问我说啊, 那个分社教会啊, 有什么秘诀啊, 有什么方法啊。
And so they asked me, is there a secret or a method to having different locations?
问我们说啊，纽约教会的经济状况怎么样啊？
And they asked me how the finance of New York Church is.
我说啊，钱是小事啊。
And I said, money is a small matter.
人数多少也是小事啊。
And amount of people is a small matter.
在教会当中啊，这个在教会圣工当中只有两件大事。
But in the church holy book, there's only two great things.
第一件事情。
The first one.
就是神有没有同在。
Is whether there is the abidance of God.
第二件事情。
The second thing.
就是信徒有没有同心。
Is whether or not the church members are united.
如果这是神的旨意。
If this is the will of God.
如果神有同在。
If God is abiding.
如果信徒能够同心。
If the members are able to have one heart.
能够一起祷告。
If they can all pray together.
其他的通通都是小事啊。
And all the other things are small matters.
我说呀，能够在最小的地方能够显出最大的荣耀来。
And in a small place that you can show the greatest glory.
就是纽约。
And this is New York.
就是很多很卑微的教会。
It is all these very sad churches.
人不多，财力不强。
Is that there's not many people and there's not much support.
Financial strength, 但是因为懂得祷告。
But because they know how to pray.
因为信徒同心。
Because the members are united.
因为学会靠神。
Because they know how to rely on God.
所以自然能够彰显出神的荣耀来。
Then they naturally will show the glory of God.
所以教会只要能够同心。
And so the church needs to be united.
就能够做伟大的事情。
Then they can do great things.
所以在这里告诉我们啊。
So here tells us.
大卫人生成功第一件就是因为他先从内到外克服他旁边的敌人。
So here the first thing is why David was so successful is he started from the inside and to the outside.
我们看一下历，我们看回来历，历代志下的第十八，第三十八章。
Let's turn back to First Chronicles chapter 18.
历代志上第十八章。
First Chronicles chapter 18.
第三节。
Verse 3.
第三节，所巴王哈大底谢从幼发拉底河去，要兼顾自己的国权，大卫就攻打他，直到哈马。第四节。
Verse 4.
夺了他的战车一千，马兵七千，步兵两万。将拉战车的马砍断蹄筋，留下100辆车的马。这是一段大卫征战的记载哦。
And so here's a recording of David's battles.
所巴王哈大底谢是当时很强盛的一个国家。
And the king of Zobah was a very strong country at the time.
但是啊，在这里啊，因为以色列强大啦。
But because the Israelites were growing.
所以啊，两边就起了冲突啦。
And so there was conflict between the two sides.
所以啊，这时候所巴王就出来要跟大卫征战哦。
And so during this time, the king of Zobah wanted to have battle with David.
这里讲说他有战车一千，马兵七千啊。
Here it says he has 1,000 chariots and 7,000 horsemen.
在那个年代哦。
And during that time.
在那个年代哦，战车马兵是最强大的武器啊。
And chariots and horsemen were the most strongest weapons.
就好像今天那个坦克车一样啊。
Just like today, the tanks.
你用人对付坦克车，就像那个时代用军人去对付骑兵或者是战车一样啊。
For men to fight against the tanks today is just like how they have people fighting against these chariots.
在那个年代啊，战车马兵是最强大的军队武器。
During that time, the strongest weapons were the chariots.
所以后来啊。后来啊，圣经在形容以利沙啊这个先知的时候啊
，And so later on when the Bible was describing Prophet Elisha，
他说以利沙是以色列的战车马兵啊
，And it describes him as the horsemen and chariots of the Israelites。
因为什么？因为一个以利沙就是整个以色列的国防力量。
Because one Elisha is the entire power of the Israelites。
因为战车马兵是那个时候最强大的军队，最厉害的武器啊。
Because chariots and horsemen were the most strongest weapons that they had。
我们不要以为只有一千台，只有一千台战车很少啊，那个是不得了的。
And don't think the 1,000 chariot is very few. This is very great。
在四世纪里面哦。
And in the book of Judges。
他讲到说有一个国王夏所王啊，只有500辆战车啊，整个以色列打不进去啊。
And there's a king who had 500 chariots。And the whole country of Israel could not defeat it.
因为那个时候的战车是非常恐怖的杀人兵器。
Because during that time, chariots were a very great weapon.
所以现在所巴王来了，带了非常强大的军队。
And so this time, King the king of Zobah Zoba, he brought many people with him.
在这里讲说大卫就攻打他并且杀了并且打败他。
And here it says David attacked them and he also defeated them.
但是在这里讲了一句很奇怪的话。
And here it says something very strange.
他说夺了他的战车马兵哦。
And that he took his chariots and horsemen.
但是他把拉战车的马都砍断蹄筋了。
But it says he,
把那个什么
he hand strung all the chariot horses.
哦，那是这什么意思
？And what does this mean？
这是把那个马的筋哈，马的腿的筋啊，砍断，以后就不能再跑了。
It is to cut the tendons in the foot of the horses so that they don't run anymore.
这种马不是普通的马。
These type of horses are not ordinary horses.
要能够上战场，能够拉战车，都是特别挑选、特别训练、非常昂贵的马。
And for a horse to go onto the battle, they are pre-selected and they're very expensive.
而且最后能够上战场，可能要经过很长一段时间的训练啊。
And for them to finally get onto the battlefield, it takes a long training.
而在这种地方啊，以色列这种不是什么产马的一个非常非常容易得到马的场所啊。
And Israel is a country where it is not very able to get horses.
所以马对他们来讲是非常重要的军列的那个战争武器哦。
And so horses to them can be a very strong weapon.
哦，现在打了一场战争。
And so now he has fought a battle.
大卫打赢了。
And David has been victorious.
应该是收获的时候了吧。
It is the time to collect resources.
应该把这些马带进来，把这些战车带进来啊。
He should have taken in all these chariots and horses.
啊，然后变成我的，变成更加强大的国家。
And he should have made them his own and become an even powerful country.
但是在这里却说啊，大卫把这些很贵重的马的蹄筋全部砍。
But here it says David hamstrung all the chariot horses.
从此之后，这些马不能够再上战场。
That from now on, the horses could not go onto the battlefield.
从此之后，他就失去了这一支非常强大的骑兵。
From now on, they have lost this very strong weapon.
为什么大卫会做这种选择
？Why does David make this decision?
因为神吩咐的。
Because this is the command of God.
我们来看一下诗篇的第二十篇呢。
Let's look at Psalms 20.
诗篇的第二十篇。
Psalms 20.
诗篇第二十篇的第七节。
Psalms 20 verse 7。
诗篇二十篇第七节。
Psalms 20 verse 7。
在这里说，有人靠车，有人靠马，但我们要提到主我们神的名。第八节。
Verse 8。
他们都屈身扑倒，我们却起来立得正直。第九
，verse nine，
求主施行拯救，我们呼求的时候，愿王应允我们。这是大卫的诗啊。
This is a song of David。
也是在神大卫在神面前的一种心志。
This is a heart that David has before the Lord。
大卫知道。
David knows.
他知道说，如果把这一支骑兵加到他的军队里面
，He knew that if he added all these people, these horsemen to his army,
一千的战车，七千的马兵
，a thousand chariots and 7,000 horsemen,
他的军队会更强
，then his army would be even stronger.
他的力量会更大
，his strength might be even greater.
但是呢，有时候你依靠人，你就忘记靠神了。
But at times, if you rely on men, then you forget to rely on God.
我说呀，大卫啊，在这里说，有人靠战车，有人靠马兵，但是我只要靠我的神啊。
So here, David says.Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but I would rely on Lord.
所以为什么大卫是成功的
？And why is David successful?
因为他不被外在的条件所迷惑了他的眼睛。
Because he is not blinded by these exterior influences.
人在一无所有的时候
，And when man has nothing.
总是会学会靠神
Then they will learn to rely on God.
祷告求神帮助
They pray and ask God to help.
但是当他拥有了
But when they have everything.
当他富足了
When they're rich.
当他成功了
When they're successful.
常常就变成信靠他所拥有的财富了
They will naturally rely on their own wealth.
我们今天的人为什么这样拼命赚钱
Today, why are everybody working so hard to make money?
有的是因为生活上有需要
Some is because they have a required need for it in their life.
这个可以了解因为你生活需要钱啊
This is understandable becauseIn life, we need money.
但是有些人生活已经非常富裕了。
But some people, they are very successful in their life.
但是还是拼命赚钱啊，就一刻都闲不下来。
And yet they still work so hard that they cannot even spare one cent.
为什么
？And why is that?
有时候是因为心中缺乏平安
It's because in their heart they lack this peace.
没有一种依靠的感觉啊。
They don't have this heart to rely on God.
所以因为没有依靠，只好依靠他的钱财。
Because of this lack of reliance on God, they rely on their wealth.
告诉自己说，不管发生什么事，我至少有钱啊，我可以处理啊。
And they tell themselves as long as I have money, I can take care of everything.
哦，所以啊，大卫今天不是这样啊。
And so David is not like this.
那大卫说，有人靠车，有人靠马。
David says some rely on horse and some rely on chariots.
我都不需要。
But I do not need any of this.
我只要有我的神。
As long as I have my Lord.
我就能够有成功。
I will be successful.
我就能够得拯救。
Then I will be saved.
哦，在这里告诉我们，不是车跟马不好。
Here it tells us it's not that chariots and horse are not good.
而是不要让车跟马让你忘记了神。
But rather you shouldn't let these two things make you forget God.
我们来看生命记的第十七章。
Let's look at Deuteronomy chapter 17.
生命记的第十七章。
Deuteronomy chapter 17.
生命记的第十七章的第十六节。
Deuteronomy chapter 17 verse 16.
十六节。
Verse 16.
他说只是王不可为自己加添马匹也不可使百姓回埃及去为要加添他的马匹因为神吩咐说不可再回那条路去啊、哦、在这里啊神特别吩咐以色列百姓哦
Here God specifically commands the Israelites
这里讲两件事情
Here he mentions two things
第一不要一直给自己加添马兵
First is you should not multiply horses for yourself
你马国王的马越多军队就越强啊
And the more horses a king has the stronger the army is、
啊、军队越强他就越依靠他自己的军队啊
And the stronger the army is the more reliance they put on the army、
啊、有时候就越来越忘记要依靠神
And so you forgetmore to rely on God.
哦，所以在这里啊，神特别吩咐国王哦。
And here the God commands the king.
谁是国王
？Who is the king?
今天你就是国王啊。
Today you are the king.
你是你生命的国王。
You are the king of your life.
你是你信仰的国王。
You are the king of your faith.
你是将来要与神一同作王的。
And one day you will become reigning with king with God.
哦，所以啊，今天我们既然要做生命的国王。
And so since today we are going to be the life of the king of our life.
在这里，神特别吩咐说，你不要一直拼命为自己加添马匹啊。
And here it tells us that you should not multiply horses for yourself.
不要以世界成为你的依靠。
Do not let the world be your reliance.
不要使财富成为你的依靠。
Do not let your wealth become your reliance.
不要使某些人成为你的依靠。
Do not let some people become who you rely on.
不要为自己加添马匹。
And do not multiply horses for yourself.
啊，第二个这里讲说啊，不可回埃及去加添马匹啊。
And here also says, do not return to Egypt to multiply horses.
然后埃及地可以得到很好的战马。
And the land of Egypt, you can have many great horses.
哦，所以如果往埃及地去，你可以得到非常多的好处。
If you go to the land of Egypt, you will have many great benefits.
啊，但是埃及是罪恶的城市。
But the city of Egypt is a city of sin.
埃及是过去做奴隶的生活。
The city of Egypt was a life of slavery.
啊，是的，埃及非常的进步。
And even though the city of Egypt was very progressive,
埃及非常的强大。
And it was very strong.
埃及有很好的战马。
And Egypt has many great horses.
埃及能让你享受快乐的人生。
Egypt is a place where you can enjoy life.
啊，但是神既然已经把你带出来了。
But since God has already brought you out,
脱离埃及，脱离为奴之家，脱离奴隶的生活。
To leave away from this life of slavery.
啊，就不要为了一点好处又重新回到埃及。
And do not go back to the land of Egypt just for a small benefit.
所以啊，在圣经里面讲到亚伯拉罕跟以撒他们都想下埃及。
And in the Bible, it talks about how Abraham and Isaac both want to go to Egypt.
啊，因为埃及有粮食。
Because Egypt has food.
因为埃及有财富。
Because Egypt has wealth.
所以亚伯拉罕就下埃及啦。
So Abraham goes to Egypt.
啊，但是在埃及地差一点点连太太都被人家抢走。
But in the land of Egypt, he almost lost his wife.
哦，所以还好神保守他哦。
And so it's a good thing that God protected him.
以撒也想下埃及。
And Isaac wanted to go to Egypt too.
因为他遇到大饥荒啊。
Because he encountered a great famine.
他说大饥荒当中啊，下埃及有粮食啊。
And during this great famine, if you go to Egypt, there is food.
困难当中回埃及啊，有好处，有世上的好处啊。
During the great time of great difficulty, if you go back to the land of Egypt, there is a benefit.
但是神对以撒说，你不要下埃及啊。
But God told Isaac, do not go to Egypt.
他说你留在这里。
You remain here.
在这里我祝福你啊。
If you remain here, I will bless you.
以撒四周看看了，我们这里大饥荒哎。
And Isaac looked around and says, we have great famine.
什么都没有哎。
There is nothing here.
你要怎么祝福我啊
？How can you bless me?
啊，但是啊，以撒相信神的话。
But Isaac believed in the word of God.
他就留在迦南地。
So he remained in the land of Canaan.
没有下埃及。
He did not go to Egypt.
在饥荒当中成为大富户啊
During the great famine, he became a very wealthy person.
圣经里面讲说，那一年以撒的收成百倍啊
And the Bible says during that year, his he received a hundredfold.
成为一个非常富足的人。
He became a very wealthy person.
为什么大家都在饥荒，你却能够收成百倍呢？
And why is it that everybody is having great famine and yet he is able to receive a hundredfold?
很简单，因为神在帮助他。
It is very simple, it's because God was helping him.
所以神一直告诉大卫。
And so God tells David.
神告诉圣经上面所有的伟人。
God tells all the great the people in the Bible.
今天神也要告诉你跟我。
Today God also tells you and I.
今天人生要成功不在乎你付出了多少的努力。
Today, whether or not to be successful is not how much effort you put into it.
而在乎神要不要出手帮你。
But rather, if God wants to come appear and help you.
所以在这里告诉我们说，不要回转向埃及呀。
So here it says, do not return to Egypt.
你如果贪爱世界。
If you love the world.
回到世界。
You return to the world.
可能一开始，哇，埃及很丰盛，埃及有马兵，埃及有非常富裕的生活。
At first, it seems as Egypt has very great things. It has horses and it has a very good life.
但是到最后，可能就活在埃及，就死在埃及呀。
But it could be that you live in Egypt and you die in Egypt.
就失去了这个盼望啦。
And you lose this hope.
没有应许之地啦。
And there is no longer this promised land.
所以神在这里特别吩咐哦。
And so here God specifically commands.
君王啊，不要为自己增添马兵啊。
And kings do not multiply horses for yourself.
要学会靠神。
You need to rely on God.
生活当中如果有神做你的依靠，
If in your life you have God as reliance,
你没有什么好惧怕的。
There is nothing to be afraid of.
所以这是我们需要学会的哦。
This is something for us to learn.
有一个姐妹啊。
And there is a sister.
一个姐妹在一家公司里面上班。
She works in a company.
但是啊，整间公司里面啊，大家都是拜拜的哦。
But in the whole entire company, everybody worships idols.
除了她，还有几个基督徒以外。
Aside from her and a couple of other Christians.
在那个公司啊，因为老板啊，拜佛拜得很厉害啊。
Because in this company, the boss worships idols very
所以每个月的初一十五他们都要供奉拜拜啊。
And once a month, every month, they would have to worship idols.
因为他们很怕说啊，如果不拜拜啊，生意会失败啊，赚不到钱啊，会什么出什么大问题啊。
Because they're very afraid that if they don't worship idols, then there will be great causes of problems in the company.
所以啊，老板就叫所有的员工跟他一起来拜啊。
And so the boss asks all the employees to worship idols with him.
但是我们的姐妹不愿意啊。
But our sister was not willing.
她说我们怎么可以拜偶像呢？
And she says, how can we worship
idols? 她说我是基督徒啊。
I am Christian.
老板就跟她说。
And the boss told her.
她说哇，这莫名其妙啊，你奇怪
哎。And you are very strange.
你是基督徒，旁边这些也都是基督徒啊。
You are Christian, and all these people beside you are also Christian.
你看，那些基督徒通通都去跟我一起去拜啦。
And you see all these other Christians are worshiping idols with me.
为什么你这么奇怪？为什么你这么麻烦
？Why is it that you're so strange and you're so complicated？
所以老板就跟他说哦。
And so the boss tells her.
好，你不拜哈、
哦。If you don't worship.
如果我这个月哈、哦、公司出什么事情赚不到钱了，就是你害的。
And the boss says, if there is some complication this month, then it is because of you.
你就准备给我走人。
Then you need to leave.
所以啊，这个姐妹啊，就祷告求神看顾啦。
And so the sister, she prayed and asked God to watch over.
在公司里面非常的无助啊。
And during this time, she didn't know what to do.
因为其他的基督徒都跑去拜啦。
Because all these other Christians went to worship.
所以坚持有时候是痛苦的。
And so to be determined and to be firm is very painful.
所以就向神祷告啊。
And so she prayed to God.
祷告神啊，求你哦，不要让公司出什么事情。
She asked God so that nothing could happen to the company.
而不是为了他自己的工作。
It is not because of her own work.
而是为了神的荣耀。
But it is because of the glory of God.
让老板知道说不拜也可以很平安的啦。
So that she can let the boss know not to worship can be very peaceful too.
过了几个月以后
哦。And after a couple of months.
有一天老板来啦。
One day the boss came over.
老板就拍拍他的肩膀啊。
And the boss patted her on the shoulder.
跟他说你很不错哦。
And he said, you're not bad.
我看来看去啊，只有你是真正信耶稣的啊。
I see that only you are the one who truly worships God.
为什么？他说其他的那些所谓的基督徒啊，该拜拿香什么，通通都做啊。
Because all these other Christians who claim to be Christians, they still worship idols.
他说只有你，你很不错啊。
And he says, only you, you're not bad.
他说啊，那个你是真正信耶稣的。
You are truly someone who worships God.
当然老板会讲这种话哦。
And of course the boss would say this.
当然是因为这几个月公司都没有出什么事情啊。
It is because the company hasn't had any problems in the past few months.
所以啊，今天啊，我们有时候啊，你好像没有依靠哦。
So today assumes as if you have no reliance.
如同这个姐妹一样，一个人没有帮助，没有依靠。
Just like the sister who has no help and no reliance.
但是啊，因为有神可靠，所以就走出一条路来啦。
Because she is able to rely on God, that she is able to have a path.
请问你人生在依靠什么
？And I ask you, what do you rely on?
靠你的财富吗
？Do you rely on your wealth?
靠你的朋友吗
？Do you rely on your friends?
还是懂得靠天上的神呢
？Or do you know to worship the God in heaven?
圣经说，神绝对不会让你失望。
The Bible says God will not let you be disappointed.
神绝对不会让你羞愧。
God will not let you lose it. be ashamed.
啊，所以在这里说啊，你不要加添马兵啊。
And so here it says, do not multiply horses.
啊，所以大卫直接就把马的蹄筋砍断了。
And so here it says, David hamstrung all the horses.
直接就去掉了这个诱惑啊。
It is to get rid of this temptation.
你想说，如果大卫说啊，我不要用这个马了。
And so if you think about it, if David says, I don't want these horses,
我先把它留起来。
Let me just keep them aside.
我不用它，我不用它
哦。I won't use them.
我先把它放在一边哦。
I'll just put them aside.
啊，没有看到就不是啊。
And if I don't see them, then they're not there.
啊，结果呢，有一天要打仗的时候哦。
And then one day when it's time for battle.
哇，糟糕，敌人很强大。
And oh no, there's such a great enemy.
哇，敌人有10,000的骑兵。
And the enemies have 10,000 horsemen.
我看一看，我只有1,000呐。
And I see I only have 1,000.
啊，我还有7,000的马在那里。
And I still have 7,000 over there.
哦，我马上就把它再带出来了。
And I can just take them out.
有时候我们常常给自己留下一些后路啊。
Many times we leave back doors for ourselves.
留下一些信仰上的破口啊。
It is these holes in our faith.
所以啊，把它留下来，把它留下来，到最后可能就成为我们的陷阱啊。
And we leave them behind, and in the end, it could become a trap for us.
哦，就像扫罗王一样。
Just like King Saul.
啊，扫罗王啊，神说啊，你把敌人全部毁灭啊。
And King Saul told God told King Saul to destroy all the enemies.
啊，结果啊，那个扫罗看到哇，那个牛那个羊哇，又肥又大又美。
But then King Saul saw that all these goats and sheep they were very beautiful.
通通带回来。
And he brought all of them back with him.
带回来一开始呢，我带回来再杀嘛。
And he says, I'll bring them back and I'll kill them.
我带回来，我再问问神要怎么处理嘛。
I'll bring them back and ask God what to do.
啊，带回来之后呢
？And what happened after he brought them back?
带回来之后连王位都没有啦。
After he brought them back, he lost his kingship.
原来就失败了。
He was a failure.
所以人有时候就是这样啊。
And so many times in our life we're like this.
给自己很多的借口跟理由。
We give ourselves many excuses.
很多的原因，哎呀，因为怎么样，因为这样，所以啊，我容忍自己，我原谅自己。
We think of all these excuses trying to forgive ourselves or to find a way for ourselves.
大卫直接就把马的蹄筋砍断了。
And so David directly cut off the tendons of these horses.
不留下后路。
And he did not leave a back door for himself.
不留下一个妄想，一个以后可以把它拿回来的这种想象啊。
He did not leave a possibility of coming back to it later on.
因为神是他的战车马兵。
Because he knows that God is his warrior.
哦，所以这是大卫的决心。
This is the heart of David.
绝对不依靠这些外在之物。
He definitely will not rely on these exterior resources.
只懂得依靠我天上的神。
He only knows to rely on the God in heaven.
所以神就成为他的战车马兵啦。
And so God became his chariot and horse.
神对大卫说啊。
And God told David,
你去打仗。
You go battle.
我跟你一起去啊。
I'll go with you.
没有人能够站立在你面前
的。And no one can overcome you.
所以他就活出一个成功的征战人生啊。
And so he lives a very successful life.
第三，我们看回来历代志上的18章。
And thirdly, let's look back to 1 Chronicles chapter 18.
历代志上18章。
1 Chronicles chapter 18.
第七节。
Verse 7.
第七节。
Verse 7.
他夺了哈大底谢臣仆所拿的金盾牌带到耶路撒冷。第八节。
Verse 8.
大卫又从属哈大底谢的提巴和军二臣夺取了许多的铜，后来所罗门用此制造铜海铜柱和一切的铜器。第十一节。
11.
十一节，大卫将这些器皿并从各国夺来的金银，就是从以东、摩押、亚门、非利士、亚玛利人所夺来的，都分别为圣，献给神呐、啊。那这里讲到大卫人生成功的第三个原因啊。
Here tells us the third reason why David is successful.
因为他懂得感恩。
Is that he knows how to give thanks.
大卫从一个牧羊童开始。
And David started out as a shepherd boy.
到最后成为以色列的君王。
And he later on becomes the king of Israel.
在当中他付出很多的努力。
And during this time he put out so much effort.
圣经里面讲说大卫的人生就是征战的人生。
And the Bible describes David's life as a battle. A life battle.
大卫流了许多人的血。
David shed much blood.
哦，所以大卫付出很大的努力啊。
And so he worked very hard.
才得到这些金银铜跟各样的宝物啊。
He is able to have all these gold and silver.
啊，但是这里特别说啊，大卫把这一切都分别为圣献给神啊。
Here it says David dedicated all of these and offered up to God.
是谁努力的？
And who worked hard for these?
是大卫努力的。
Is that David worked hard for?
是谁去打仗？
And who went to battle?
是大卫去打仗啊。
Is David who went to battle?
是谁要冒生命危险？
And who needs to risk their life?
是大卫要冒生命危险啊。
It is David who needs to risk his life.
所以这些得到的东西原本都是他的。
And all of these things that he has gathered.
是他可以享受的。
Belongs to him is for him to enjoy.
啊，但是为什么他不用？
And why is that he doesn't use them?
因为他很清楚说得货财的力量在于神啊。
Because he knows the way he got it is through God.
我们看生命记的第十八章啊。
Let's look at Deuteronomy chapter 18.
生命记的第十八章。
Deuteronomy chapter 18.
第十八节。
Verse
18。不是。第不是。三节的第一。生命记的第八章哦。
Deuteronomy chapter 8。
第八章。
Chapter 8。
第十八节哦。
Verse 18。
生命记的第八章第十八节。
Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 18。
那在这里说，你要纪念主你的神，因为得获财的力量是他给你的，为要坚定他和你列祖所启示所立的约，像今日一样哦。那这里啊，神特别跟以色列百姓说啊。
And、here God tells the Israelites specifically.
他说啊，有时候啊，人享福气之后啊，十七节说，恐怕你心里说，这祸才是我的力量，是我能力得来的啊。
And、verse 17, then you say in your heart, my power and might of my hands have gained me this wealth.
有时候人哦。人努力得到就觉得自己很了不起啊。
Many times, man, after they have received something, they think they're very great.
哦，所以我们辛苦的工作一个月，我们领到了薪水。
And after a month of hard work, you have received your salary.
你会不会觉得说是你很努力，所以这是你的成果
？Do you think that you have worked so hard, so this is the fruit of your labor?
如果今天神不给你力量
，If today God does not give you strength,
如果今天神不给你健康
，If God does not give you a health.
如果神让你不会走路
，If God allowed you not to be able to walk,
让你中风只有脖子以上会动
，That you have a stroke and you can only move above your neck.
那请问你要怎么样去得到这个得货财的力量呢
？And I ask you, how can you accumulate and gain all these things?
啊，所以有个爸爸对他的小孩说
，So there is a father who told his child.
啊，他的小孩哦，他爸爸没有信哦，小孩子啊，每次吃饭前都默祷感谢啊。
And the father was an unbeliever, and before the child, every time he eats, he would say grace.
那结果爸爸就很生气啊
！And so one day the father became very angry.
有一天啊，拍桌子对小孩啊，跟妈妈啊大吼啊
！And one day he slammed the table and he started yelling at the child.
你们有饭吃，是你老爸辛辛苦苦工作赚来的。
And you guys have something to eat is because of me who have worked so hard for you.
你们不懂得感谢老爸，还去祷告感谢天上的神啊
！You don't know to give thanks to your father, and yet you give thanks to God.
啊，结果小孩想一想啊
，And so the child thought about it.
啊，又继续低头祷告哦
，And he continued to pray.
啊，感谢。谢主赐我一个老爸哈
，And he says, "Thank God for giving me a father."
哎，那爸爸想想也蛮有意思的啊、哦。
And、so this father thought this very interesting.
啊，说的也是，说的也是。
And、he says, "This is true."
哦，说你看有老爸有孩子啊、哦，有老爸赚钱养孩子，也是有道理的啦。
So it is true that a father raises his child.
我、哦、说哎呀，今天有时候我们都以为说得货财的力量是我们的、啊。
So many times we think that we have accumulated all we have is through our own hands.
啊，前一阵子啊，我们有讲过一个见证哦。
And a couple while ago we talked of a testimony.
啊、哦，有一个弟兄啊，非常会拉小提琴啊。
And there's a brother who is very good at violin.
哦，啊，他是世界级的职业的小提琴手哦。
And he is a world famous violinist.
啊，结果哇，有一天他跟他太太讲啊。
And so one day he told his wife.
看我的手。
And he says, "Look at my hands."
他说，你看，这就是我们的未来。
And this is our future.
这就是我们的成就。
And this is our.
这就是我们生活的宝藏。
This is the treasure of our life.
啊，结果啊，那个讲完这句话没多久哦。
And so after after a while.
啊，糟糕啊，每天早上不是都要练琴吗
？And every morning he needs to warm up.
哇，手指头弯不下去。
And one day he could not bend his fingers.
从小到大弹拉小提琴啊。
And from his from when he was young, he till he's now.
啊，奇怪啊，怎么今天早上手指扳不下去呢
？Why is it that now he cannot bend his fingers?
啊，是不是昨天晚上睡觉的时候压到了
？Perhaps it is because he bent it last night when he was sleeping.
啊，找王弟兄去瞧一下这样子啊、哦。好，他就说，哎，奇怪，哎，怎么？弯不下去啊
！And so why is it that he could not bend it？
啊，结果他想说，啊，大概可能哪里不对吧？没关系，没关系啊、哦。
And it could be there's something wrong. It's okay.
暖身一下啊、哦， so、热身一下就好了。
He warmed up for a bit.
啊，结果暖身暖了五个小时。
And so he was warming up for 5 hours.
终于哦，手指头顺了。练习了五个小时以后，哦，终于手指头顺了啊，没问题啊。
And after warming up for 5 hours, his fingers are finally flowing.
那糟糕，隔天又来了。
And the next day is the same thing.
一样啊，早上起来手指头弯不下去啊。
It's the same problem. He could not bend his fingers.
又是一样啊，哇，在那里啊，想尽办法啊，大概暖手指，暖了五六个小时啊。
This is the same problem that he was warming up for 5 to 6 hours.
一个礼拜之后，他整个崩溃了。
And after a week, he could not take it anymore.
完蛋啦、啊！你去参加演奏会，谁让你先练习个五个小时啊
？And if you go to a concert, who will allow you to warm up for 5 hours?
哦，说想说完蛋了，我的人生毁了。
And he says, my life is ruined.
我的人生，我的就是我的双手没有了。
My hands are gone.
我要怎么？ 么办呢
？What can I do？
他说呀，因为这件事他让他认识到了哦。
And so from this matter, it allowed him to know.
我们常以为得祸财的力量就在我们的手中。
We think that we have accumulated everything through our own hands.
却不知道说，如果神不允许，如果神不帮助的话
，And we don't know that if God does not help and God does not will it.
你再努力到最后还是一无所有啊。
You can work so hard in the end and you still have nothing.
世界上努力的人太多了啦。
And the people, the world has so many people who work hard.
努力一定代表一定会成功吗？
Does working hard mean that you will be successful?
我们大家都已经不是那种小朋友会被骗的年纪啦。
And none of us are at the age when we are like a child.
我们已经不是那么幼稚啦。
We are no longer immature.
我们看了这么多的例子。
We have seen all of these examples.
世界上比我们努力拼命的人多太多了。
In this world, there are many people who work even harder than all of us.
为什么他们人生可能比我们更惨呢
？And why is it that their life is even more painful?
为什么他们走到哪里人生路都走不开呢
？And no matter where they go, they can't go anywhere.
有时候就是因为神没有给他好机会啊。
It is oftentimes because God does not give him a good chance.
所以在这里，大卫打仗，大卫成功，大卫收获了很多。
And so here it says God fought and David fought and he accumulated much.
但是大卫很清楚为什么他能够成功。
But David was very sure of why he was successful.
大卫的敌人比他强。
And his enemies were stronger than him.
大卫敌人的军队比他多。
His enemies' armies were bigger than his.
为什么每次打完之后都是大卫得胜
？And yet, why is it that every time he was always victorious?
很简单，因为神跟他同在。
It is very simple because he has a guidance of God.
所以他很懂得感恩呐、啊。
And so he knew how to give thanks.
既然是神所赐的，我就拿出来归给神呐、啊。
Since it is given to us by God, and I will naturally return it.
所以我们今天讲到奉献啊。
And so today when we talk about offering,
有时候我们会觉得说啊，奉献啊，压力好大啊。
Oftentimes we think the pressure from giving offering is very great.
哇，十一捐压力好大。
And there's pressure from giving tithe.
李恩惠感恩奉献，哇，这个真的要奉献吗？每奉献我就少了。
And there is a pressure from Thanksgiving offering.
如果你是这样子想哦。
If you have this type of mindset.
那没有关系，你可以先不要奉献。
Then this is okay because you cannot, you can for the moment you can not give offering.
因为啊，神要的是甘心乐意的，你很愿意的。
Because God wants a heart that is willing.
但是同时要小心啊。
But at the same time, you need to be careful.
一个人如果不懂得奉献、
If a person does not know how to give offering.
代表他对神不懂得感恩呐、
And they don't know how to give thanks to God.
有时候神给你很多恩典，你都不懂得感谢。
And at times, God gives you much grace, but you don't give thanks.
可能以后就没有什么恩典啦、啊。
Then in the future, there may not be much.
反正给你恩典不给你恩典，你都是一样不感谢啊。
It didn't matter whether or not you were given blessings, you did not give thanks.
所以感恩，所以奉献是感恩的表现。
So giving offering is a way of saying thanks.
所以大卫很懂得感恩。
And so David knew how to give thanks.
所以神就赐给他更多啊。
So God gave him even more.
所以我们不要怕说给了神我们就少了。
Don't be afraid that once you give over to God that you lose more.
我们已经讲过好多次啦。
And we've talked of this many times.
其实想想啊，你奉献的钱被谁用掉了
？And when you give offering, who is using it.
你奉献的钱被谁吃掉了
？And when you are giving offering, who is eating all this?
主耶稣有用吗
？And does Jesus use them?
主耶稣等一下会来跟你一起吃午饭吗
？Does the Lord Jesus come and eat lunch with you?
主耶稣用到电，用到有用到电吗？用到 projector 吗
？And does the Lord use up all the electricity?
没有啊，都是我们用掉的啊。
It is all of us who are using it.
所以啊，我们奉献拿出来感谢神。
And so today we giveoffering and we give thanks to the Lord.
然后等一下再把它全部都吃回来。
And yet later on we eat it all back.
神说我还要再赐福给你。
And God says I will also give blessings to you.
奇怪啊，这么好的事情为什么我们不会做呢
？And this is very strange. How come this is such a good thing and yet we don't do it?
所以大卫因为啊，他对神很懂得感恩。
And so David knew how to give thanks to God.
所以神对大卫说，论福我要大大的赐福给你啊。
And so God told David I will bless you greatly.
我要让你成为世间大大有名的人啊。
I will make you a very great known person.
你自己想啊，圣经里面有比大卫更有名的人啊
！And is there a person in the Bible that is even well known than David?
有啦，只有耶稣而已啊
！And there is only Jesus.
但是啊，除了耶稣以外，世间有名的最有名就是大卫啦。
But aside from Jesus, David is the most well-known person.
千年来还在传颂他的事迹。
And from thousands of years, people are still knowing his story.
千年来为众人所尊崇。
And thousands of years, he's still respected by people.
所以啊，这是大卫的感恩啊
！And so this is the thanksgiving of David.
一个人要懂得，一个人要得到成功
，and a person to be successful，
能够要在神面前。感谢神的恩典。
You need to be able to give thanks to God.
那不一定是只有奉献金钱啊。
It is not only just through giving monetary.
还有你的时间啊。
It is also your time.
还有你的心啊。
It is also your heart.
你说我今天手上没有钱。
And you say today you don't have any money.
也没有什么关系啊。
This is not a very big problem.
神只要看说你有心就好了。
God only needs to look at your heart and see if you have heart.
所以有一次啊，有一个穷寡妇啊。
So there was a time there's a very poor widow.
哦，她就拿着两个 coin 了，两个小钱呢，就丢到奉献箱里了。
And she took some coins, all the coins that she had, and she threw in the offering box.
那两个小钱能够干嘛？
And what can that little few coins do?
做不了什么啊，可能买两个馒头而已啊。
It couldn't do much, and it could just buy you a piece, two pieces of bread.
他说：“原来那个两个是很小的钱。”
And this is a very small amount of money.
啊，但是主耶稣非常感动哦。
But Jesus was very moved.
主耶稣说：“啊，这个女人献的比众人都多啊。”
And Jesus says, "This woman has offered more than anybody."
因为她很有心呐、啊。
Because she has heart.
啊，所以神今天要我们的就是一份感恩的心。
And so today, the heart that God wants us is to have a heart of
thanksgiving. 你只要有心感恩。
As long as you have the heart of thanksgiving.
奉献多少真的不是问题。
No matter how much you offer, it is not a problem.
你只要有心回馈。
As long as you have a heart of thanksgiving.
圣工做什么都没有关系。
That in holy work, no matter what you do, is okay.
你只要愿意有感谢就好了。
As long as you are willing in your thanksgiving.
老师，我们之前讲到有一个老姐妹啊。
And so we mentioned an elderly sister.
啊，八十几岁的老姐妹啊。
And she's in her 80s.
年纪很大，身体不方便啊。
And she's very old, and so it's not very healthy.Not very good body.
但是她每个星期六一大早就来啦。
And yet she comes every Sabbath morning in the morning.
老人家弯个腰，拿个水桶，拿个抹布开始擦椅子啊。
And so she takes a cloth and a bucket and she starts wiping all the tables.
啊，有人要帮她做还不可以，她会生气哦。
And people want to help her, but she gets angry.
她说我这么老了。
And she says I'm very elderly.
没有办法去访问了。
And I cannot go visit.
也没有力气可以煮饭
了。And I don't have the strength to cook.
我只能帮教会帮擦擦桌子，擦擦椅子。
And I can only help church by wiping down.Chairs and tables.
这种奉献是神最感动的、啊、
This type of offering is the one that touches God the most.
因为在这里我们看到对神真正的爱。
But here we see the love that people have for God.
哦，所以我们在这里看到哦。
And so here we see.
他说大卫就将他所得到的献给神，分别为圣啊。
So here he says he separated all these things.And he offered them up to God.
人生要成功。
And so in our life to be successful,
一定要学会感恩啊。
We need to learn how to give thanks.
而不只是对神感恩。
Not only do we give thanks to God,
还要学会对我们周遭的人感恩。
We need to learn how to give thanks to the people around us.
如果子女不懂得对父母感恩。
If children do not know how to give thanks to their parents.
不管你在教会里面，或者在社会上有多么大的成就。
No matter how successful you are in church or in society.
在神眼里你的生命一点价值都没有。
In the eyes of God, your value is nothing.
所以那个时候有些人啊。
And so during that time,many people.
他们就把钱拿到教会来哦、拿到圣殿哦。
They would bring their money to the temple.
然后就说哎呀我已经把那个药给我父母养我父母的钱都拿来捐给圣殿啦。
They said, I've taken all the money that are from my parents and offered up to the God.
是啊，主耶稣很生气啊。
And Jesus is very angry.
这一群骗子啊。
And he says, they're a bunch of liars.
哇，怎么可以这样子呢？
And how can they do this?
圣经里面说当孝敬父母啊。
And the Bible says, honor your parents.
所以啊，今天不要以所以我们今天如果不懂得孝顺，不懂得感恩父母亲
，So today if we do not know how to honor our parents and give thanks to them，
你拥有再大的成就，在世上都是没有价值的。
You can have very great successful life, and but you still have no value。
对我们身旁的人要给他们要对我们身旁的人要存感谢的心。
And we need to be give thanks to the people around us。
对你好的人，你要感谢他。
To the people who are good to us, you need to be give thanks to them。
因为他帮助了你。
Because they have helped you。
对你不好的人，你要感谢。
And people who are not good to you, you have to give thanks to them as well。
因为他的存在磨练你，让你更好。
That because of their existence, that it makes you better.
如果你能够做到这样子
，If you can do this,
你会发觉说你的生命当中越来越少敌人。
You will find that your life has less and less enemies.
你会发觉说你人生的路越走越宽。
You will find that your life becomes wider and wider.
你会发觉说你生命当中朋友越来越多。
You will find that your life has more and more friends.
你会发觉说在你人生的路上越来越喜乐。
You will find that in your journey of life, you can become more joyful.
从感恩的心开始。
From a heart of thanksgiving.
我们看回来历代至上的第十八章。
So let's turn back to 1 Chronicles chapter 18.
历代至上十八章。
1 Chronicles chapter 18.
第十四节。
Verse 14.
十四节。
Verse 14.
大卫做以色列众人的王，又向众民秉公行义呀。那这里我们讲到说大卫成功的第四个原因。
And here it tells us the fourth reason why David is successful.
说大卫做事情是很有规矩、很有道理的。
Is that David does do things according to his morals.
一个国王。
and a king.
在当时的国王拥有绝对的权柄。
And during the time, the king has absolute authority.
他可以抢别人的东西啊。
And he can steal things.
哦，他可以按自己高兴，自己喜欢怎么做就怎么做。
He can do whatever he wants according to his wishes.
圣经这里特别讲说，大卫这个国王是秉公行义的王啊。
But the Bible describes David as a king who is righteous.
行为举止有符合一个跟随主的人的表现。
And he has the He has a likeness of someone who follows God.
不滥用自己的权利。
He does not take advantage of his authority.
能够尊主为大。
And he makes God as the greatest.
这里讲说秉公行义，秉的是什么公，行的是什么义？
Here says he administered judgment and justice.
都是按照圣经里面摩西律法所教导的。
Is that he does it according to the laws of Moses?
不是按照自己的喜好哦。
He does not do according to his own wish.
所以我们今天也是一样啊。
So today we need to be like this too.
在教养我们儿女的事上。
That when we are teaching our children.
请你秉公行义啊。
Please administer justice.
就是不要按照你自己的喜好来养育你的儿女。
That you don't raise your child according to your own likes and dislikes.
因为神有要求，神有吩咐说，子女是神所赐给你的产业。
Because God has promised.And he says, children are inheritances from God.
所以你要在主里养育出敬虔的儿女来。
So, and you need to raise up godly, fearing child.
参加在帮助教会的圣工也是一样。
When you're helping out with holy work, it is also like this.
按照圣经的要求，教会的指导，而不是你个人的喜好。
That you do according to the Bible, not according to your own wishes.
这叫做秉公行义的人生。
This is what it means to administer judgment and justice.
所以今天一个人人生要成功。
And so for a person to be successful.
不是只有在教会里面哇，很虔诚，很有爱心呐。
It is not just to be in church to be loving and have fervency.
信仰成功的关键在你外面的生活。
And your life and for your faith to be successful.Was for to look at the life you have outside of church.
信仰成功的关键在没有其他信徒在你身边的时候。
And when you look at your faith, is when nobody is around you.
你能够活出什么样的生活？
What kind of life are you able to live?
你在追求什么？
What are you pursuing?
你在讲什么样的话？
What kind of things are you saying?
你跟你朋友在一起在做什么？
When you are with your friends, what do you do?
所以这个才是你真实的生命。
And so this is your true life.
如果在这种时候你还能够秉公行义，不同流合污。
And during this time, if you can administer judgment and justice.
能够不跟着大家一样犯罪啊。
And you don't follow everyone else in sin.
你就能够像大卫一样。
Then you can be like David.
我说秉公行义。的人生
It says he administered judgment and justice.
所以神喜悦他
And so God was very pleased with him.
神祝福他
And so God blessed him.
所以我们要问问自己啊
So we need to ask ourselves.
说在除了在教会的时间以外
Aside from the time we spend in church.
我们在外面的生活外面的世界是怎么样生活的
How do we live our life outside of church?
我们跟我们的朋友在一起都在讲什么
When we are together with our friends, what do we talk about?
我们生气的时候我们说的是什么话
When we're angry, what kind of words do we say?
我们在家里怎么样对我们的太太先生或我们的孩子的
How do we treat our spouses or our children.
这里说大卫是按照圣经秉公行义。
And so here it says David administered justice and judgment according to the Bible.
我们最后来看历代志上的十八章哦。
And lastly, let's look at First Chronicle chapter 18 verse 15.
历代志上十八章十五节。
First Chronicle chapter 18 verse 15.
十五节，洗鲁雅的儿子约押做元帅，亚希律的儿子约沙法做史官。十六
，sixteen，
亚希图的儿子撒都和亚比亚他的儿子亚希米勒做祭司长，沙威沙做书记。十七
，seventeen，
耶和耶大的儿子比拿雅统辖基列提人和比利提人，大卫的众子都在王的左右。做领袖啊！在这里是我们看到大卫这里最后的一段记载。
So here's the last recording of David.
这段记载比较奇怪哦。
And this recording is very strange.
也不是讲奇怪了，就是我们中间要学到什么
？It is not that it's strange, but what can we learn from this?
在这里有几件事情我们可以去思考的哦。
From this, there are some things for us to think about.
第一，大卫的国家里面有很多不一样的人才。
Is that in the kingdom of David there are many people with different talents?
所以教会里面也需要很多众人不一样的能力。
And so in church there's many need for different talents.
有时候我们常讲一句话
And so many we say this thing.
就是教会里面80%的工作是那20%的人在做的、啊。
80% of the holy work is done by 20% of the people.
所以有时候开讲习会哦，开到最后很没力啊。
And many times when we have seminars, we become very lack of strength.
我们开那个 workshop 哦，开 seminar 开 workshop 开这些讲习哦，有时候开到最后我都不想讲啊。
And when we have seminars or workshops at the end, I don't even want to say it anymore.
为什么不想讲？
Why is it that I don't want to say anymore?
因为不知道讲来干嘛。
Because I don't know what I'm saying it for.
因为会参加讲习会的这些信徒哦。
Because the people who attend these seminars and workshops
是最不需要听那些道理的。
Are the people who do not need or are the least likely needing to listen to them.
啊，那个应该要听这些道理要来参与服事的，通通没有来讲习会啊。
And the people who need to listen to this, they don't come.
啊，就好像今天啊。
And just like today.
今天我站在这里啊。
I have stood here.
有一种道理我不太想讲啊。
There is a type of sermon I don't like to speak.
就是安息日啊。
Is Sabbath day.
哇，鼓励啊！你们要来参加安息日，全部都来了。
And I encourage you all to come to Sabbath day.
啊，没来的通通都没有听到啊。
And all the people who didn't come, they don't listen.
哦，所以啊，有时候啊，你会觉得说这些有些道理是讲给不需要听的人啊。
And many times you think you are saying all of this for people who don't need to
listen. 有时候你会发觉说，我开讲习会或开教会的活动，来的永远都是这一些人。
When you hold seminars or workshops, it is people, it is the same people who come.
那这些人就是什么？教会主要工作的干部。
It is all the people who are part of the holy work in church.
常常就是那20%。
It is oftentimes that 20%。
他们工作已经很多了
they already have much work,
压力已经很大了
and they already have much great pressure,、
啊、但是他们还是来了
and yet they still come.、
啊、所以、啊、教会不应该是这个样子的
and church shouldn't be like this.
我们要问问自己、啊、
we need to ask ourselves,
我是那20%里面的人吗
are we part of that 20%?
还是我们只是那80%觉得说我只要负责聚会就可以了
or are we that 80% who says I just need to come to service?
哎，我有聚会耶
and I come to service.
总比那个没来的好吧
it's still better than those who don't come.
哎，我还来奉献耶
and I even offer.、
啊、总比那个没奉献的好吧
it is still better than those who don't
是啦
and this is all true、
啊、但是够不够不够啦
but is this enough it is not
有时候如果大家都这样子想啊
and oftentimes if everybody has this type of thought
其实到最后教会就不会发展啊
then the church will not grow
因为你这样想
because you think this way
你的家人就跟着这样想
then your family members will think this
way 你的家人这样子想
if your family members think this way
你的朋友就这样子想
then your friends will also think this way
如果每个人都这样子想
if everybody is thinking like this
啊教会谁要来做
then what, who can help with holy work
啊你要叫传道从领会完开始扫地啊等下还要煮饭给你们吃吗
are you telling the pastor to after he conducts service, he goes to sweep the floor and also cook for you.、
哦、所以、啊、教会需要很多人的努力、啊、
so church needs the effort of many people.、
哦、所以我们要问问自己、啊、
and so we need to ask ourselves.
在这个教会这个大家庭里面
in this great family,
请问我们做了什么
what have we done?
我们付出什么
what efforts have we
done? 你是家人你不是客人、欸、
you are part of the family, you are not a guest.
如果你是家人
if you are a family member,
你不管几岁
no matter how old you are,
你都应该能够参与
you can participate.、
哦、像我们现在像现在我家里、哦、
just like how in my household.、
哦、我现在我太太命可好了、哦、
and my wife has a very good life now、
啊、我有时候都很羡慕她、啊、
and at times I admire her
因为啊哇那个一到那个时间到了我们家小孩、啊、就会开始收垃圾、啊、收垃圾
and when the time comes our children know how to、they need to collect the trash、
啊、然后呢开始整理、啊、整理房间整理玩具
and they clean up the house and they clean up the toys、
啊、然后到处去收桌子
and they go clean up the tables
我常常跟我太太讲说有你这么好命的吗
And I asked my wife,、who has a good life like yours?
我说你还可以再更好命一点吗
And can you have an even better life?
她说可以，我再试试看。
And she could,、啊、she says I can. Let me try harder.
我、啊、继续努力呀、啊。
And so she works hard.
哎，但是啊，因为这些孩子是家人。
But because these children are family members,
所以他们知道说在家中帮忙打扫，帮忙收垃圾。拿垃圾出去外面丢哦，收垃圾还有折衣服是需要的。
And they know that taking out the trash and helping out clean up and to、do laundry is required.
所以如果四岁的孩子都会帮忙做家里的事情
Therefore, if a four-year-old knows how to take help out around the house
我们都是这个大家庭的一份子
We are all part of this big family
我们已经几岁了
How old are we?
我们怎么能够像袖手旁观好像这个家跟我们有关系一样呢
How can we have be someone with no mercy and not help out with it?
哦、所以我们要看看说在这个家中我能做什么
So we need to see in this household what can we do、
哦、所以你看、啊、大卫的王朝如此的强大
And so the dynasty of David is very great
大卫的军队如此的有力量
And his army was very strong
因为有很多的人在参与在其中
It's because many people participated
因为有很多人在帮助他
Because many people helped him
所以在这里我们看到、哦、
And so here we see
第一教会的工作是需要大家一起来协助的
First is that in the holy work of church everybody needs to help out
第二件事情我们看到的
The secondthing we have seen
就是圣工有圣工各有不同恩赐也有不一样
is that there's many different types of holy work and there's many different types of talents
他说每个人的恩赐是分别不一样的、啊、
everybody has different talents on their own
我说也不需要比较不需要羡慕
there is no need to be admire it or even comparing it
哦，只要把自己的事情做好就好了
as long as you do your best for your own part
在这里讲说约押是做元帅的
and here says Joab was the general
哦，是负责打仗的哦
and he's part of the army.
他说亚西米勒是祭司长哦。
And it says Abimelech was the priest.
哦，那这里讲说他有不同的职分不同的工作哦。
And here it says there's different types of work.
你可以想象如果你给他们换一下工作哦。
And so if you think about it, if you switch their jobs,
你把那个大祭司叫来，亚比米勒里来一下。
And you take the high priest and you say, Abimelech, come here.
大刀一把。
And you give him a big sword.
盔甲一副。
And you give him an armor.
啊，可能一压就垮在地上啊。
And perhaps he might have been weighed down by all this.
为什么？因为没有练过啊。
It is because he has not trained before.
哦，所以啊，祭司嘛，祭司是文人嘛，对不对？
And so a priest is illiterate.
你想想，你把亚比米勒送到战场上啊，可能两分钟就被人家赶死了。
And if you ask Abimelech to go to the battlefield, and within 2 seconds he will die.
你如果叫约押来做祭司啊，哦，糟糕了，问题大了。
If you ask Joab to come and be the priest, then there's a problem.
啊，不小心就把那个金灯台推倒了。
And perhaps he might push over the lampstand.
哇，那个把那个陈设饼推翻啊，不小心撞翻啊。
Or he might push over the
军人嘛，出撞嘛。
And he's a person.
你可以想象，一个哇，五大三粗的，穿着那个以弗德，哇，那个穿着祭司的衣袍。
And if you look at this strong person who puts on the ephod and the clothes of the priest,
不像嘛。
And it's not very likely.
不懂啊，因为他不是利未人啊。
And he does not understand because he's not a Levite.
所以他不会啊。
And so he does not know.
哦，所以啊，今天在每一个职份上面。都需要不同的人啊。
And so within all of these different types of work, there needs to be different people.
所以除了我们教会需要很多的人参与以外，
And aside from many people participating in the holy work,
请记得不同的恩赐在不同的管道服事。
And everybody has their own different talents and under different servitude.
但是在神眼里价值是一样的。
But in the eyes of God, all the servitude has the same price.
你看这些人名字都被列出来了。
And so you see all these people have been mentioned.
有人打仗。
Some people fight in the army.
有人做史官记录，做文具记录的。啊，有时候做祭司的
，and some are priests.
有时候做秘书啊，做书记啊
，and some are scribes.
啊，有的是做统领的
，and some
leader 啊
，are leaders.
啊，所以他有各样不一样的工作。
And so all of these people have different work.
你只要找到你适合做什么
，as long as you find one thing that's suitable for you.
然后尽心尽力做好就好了。
And you do your best.
啊，不需要比较的。
And there's no need for comparison.
没有谁比谁更好。
There is nobody who's greater than others.
都是仆人，都是侍奉神的。
All of us are servants. We all serve God.
我们只比的只有一样。
We only compare one thing.
比有没有尽心尽力的服事。
We compare whether or not we have used all of our hearts.
今天在信仰的路上不是比成果。
Today in our journey of faith is not to compare results.
比的是用心。
It is to compare your heart.
你只要用了心。
As long as you use your heart.
你就是最好的。
Then you are the greatest.
啊，最后我们看。这一段哦，再看最后一节哦。
And lastly, let's look at the last verse.
他说：“大卫的众子都在王的左右做领袖。”哦。
And David's sons were chief of ministers at the king's side.
我们刚刚讲过啊，这些啊官长啊，这些人啊，很多人来参与圣工哦。
So here we mention all these different people to participate in the holy work.
按照恩赐来服侍神。
They served according to their talents.
啊，但是这里特别最后再加一句啊。
And lastly, they say something unique.
他说大卫的众子都跟在王的左右做领袖啊。
It's here that David's sons were chief ministers at the king's side.
你可能看这一节啊，觉得很不屑啊，这是这一节很糟糕啊。
And you think that this is very bad.
哇，你看。官二代、富二代就是这种人啊，就是那种 second generation 啊，就 do nothing, enjoy everything 啊。
And they're like second generation heirs who do nothing.
你看啊，大卫的孩子啊，在他旁边啊，都做领袖哦。
But yet you see that David's sons are chief ministers.
你有没有觉得很不公平
？And do you think that this is very unfair?
请不要觉得不公平啊。
And please don't think this is unfair.
这不是一个和平的年代。
This is not a time of equality.
不是一个和平的年代哦 ，peace 哦。
This is not a peaceful
generation. 大卫的年代是战争的年代。
And during the dynasty of David is a time of battle.
所以做领袖的意义是什么
？And so to be a chief minister, what does that mean?
就是去打仗啊。
It is so that they go to battles.
大卫的每个儿子，这里做领袖的儿子都要出去打仗的。
And all of these sons, they need to go out to battle.
可能会死在战场的。
And they may die on the battlefield.
因为这是一个战争的混乱年代啊。
It is because this is a time of battle.
如果今天是啊所罗门的年代哈。
If this is during the time of Solomon.
哇，那个和平啦，好吃好喝啦，生活富裕哦。
It is the time of peace where everybody has things to eat and drink.
然后说所罗门的众子啊，都在那边做首领啊，这就是官二代啦。啊，如果说所罗门的年代啊，他的孩子每个都做大官的。
And if you were saying Solomon's sons, they were all chiefs.
那就没有什么好说的。
Then this is something not to talk about.
但是大卫的时代是不一样的。
But during the time of David, it's very different.
大卫的时代连大卫都要上战场啊。
That during the time of David, even he himself had to go on the battlefield.
圣经记载大卫好几次差点被敌人杀掉的。
The Bible records many times when David was almost killed by the enemies.
如果连国王都要亲自上战场。
If the king himself needs to go on the battlefield.
你以为他这些儿子啊，可以在那里轻轻松松的做领袖吗？
And do you think that his sons can easily just be there and be chief ministers?
没这种事啊，每个孩子都要上战场的。
It is impossible. All the children need to go on the battlefield.
所以在这里告诉我们几件事情啊。
So here tells us a few things.
第一，大卫训练孩子的方法。
First thing is how David trained his sons.
勇敢让孩子走出去，走出自己的道路来。
It's so that they can be courageous. courageous and walk their own path.
所以啊，圣经里面告诉我们啊。
And the Bible tells us.
耶利米哀歌里面说啊 ，Lamentation 啊。
In Lamentations.
他说啊，少年负轭原是好的。
And to be young is a good thing.
不是那个carry a yoke while you are young is good 啊。
To carry your yoke is good.
他说年轻的时候你给他一点压力。
And so when they're young, give them some pressure.
其实对他是好事啊。
Because this is a good thing for them.
我们华人的父母有时候啊，很宠孩子啊。
And as Asian parents, we often spoil the kids.
舍不得他们受苦。
And we don't.Want them to suffer.
总希望他们拥有最好的。
We hope to give them the best.
所以啊，哎呀，孩子也不用做家事，也什么都不会，只会读书就好了。
And so children don't know how to do any of the housework as long as they just focus on schoolwork.
啊，我在台湾认识一个姐妹哦。
And when I was in Taiwan, I know the sister.
这个姐妹就是啊，家里啊，哇，只要她会读书就好了。
And her family wants her to just study.
哦，所以父母亲非常爱她，厨房一辈子没进过厨房哦。
And so her family member, her parents love her, and she's never stepped foot into the kitchen.
你出去，你出去，你只要去读书就好了。
Just go study. You don't need to come into the kitchen.
所以读书读得非常好。
So she was very good at studying.
啊，但是读书读再好，总要嫁人的吧。
But no matter how good you are at studying, you still need to marry.
嫁人之后就完蛋了。
And after you're married, you're in big trouble.
她说哇，其实她跟我说，她刚刚结婚的时候哦。
And she told me when she got.First got married.
跟她的公公婆婆大家都住在同一个房子里面。
And she lived in the same house as her in-laws.
她说啊，第一天她就应该要帮大家煮饭嘛，对不对？
And so she said the first day she needs to cook for her in-laws.
她说最后她就在厨房的角落蹲在那边哭啊。
And so she was just crying in the kitchen.
连荷包蛋都不会煎啊。
She didn't even know how to scramble eggs.
所以她说她一开始的婚姻生活是很辛苦的。
So at the beginning of her marriage, it was very hard.
她说感谢主啦，还好是嫁在教会里面哦。
So she said, thank God she married in church.
所以婆婆还蛮体谅的哦。
So her mother-in-law was more understanding.
你说你娶了，你带进一个媳妇，连烧开水都不会，你怎么办啊？
If you take in
A
daughter-in-law who doesn't even know how to boil water.
台湾那个热水壶哦，烧了以后会叫，会哔，会告诉你说那个水开了哦。
And so kettle pots they will make a sound when it's boiled.
她第一次听到啊，从厨房冲出来，吓得半死啊。
And so the first time she heard it, she went out of the kitchen. She was scared.
所以啊，父母亲非常爱她。
And so her parents love her a lot.
但是因为父母亲的爱啊，让她的婚姻人生一开始很惨的。
But because her parents of this love, she had very big troubles in her marriage.
所以圣经里面讲说，少年负轭是好事。
So the Bible says it is good for the youth to have a yoke on their shoulders.
年轻的时候给他一点压力。
And when they're young, give them some pressure.
有时候父母亲呢、啊，我们什么责任都担在，都压在自己身上。
Many times as parents, we take on all the burdens on our own shoulders.
哦，所以跟孩子讲，你不用管，你不用管，有事老爸来。
And you tell the children, don't worry, I'll take care of it.
需要钱来，老爸给。
If you need money, I'll give it to you.
所以孩子常常对所谓的辛苦工作没有概念的。
And so children don't have this understanding for hard work.
他只知道说拿来钱，拿来钱，钱手一伸就有了嘛。
They only know to put out their hands and ask for money.
哦，所以他们对父母亲没有感恩的心。
So they don't have this type of give thanks.
他们也不知道，他们也不知道说生活的压力。
They don't have this idea of pressure in their life.
所以长大以后变得没有什么责任感。
That when they grow up, they don't have this type of responsibility.
父母亲的爱可能会害的孩子一辈子。
The love of a parent can cause a child to have a very difficult life.
哦，所以我们有时候要让孩子适度的知道说，爸妈的钱不是这么容易来的、哦。
So we want our children to understand the money from the parents are not easily acquired.
使得他们比较不会浪费。
So that they don't become wasteful.
使他们不会看清父母亲的付出。
So that they don't look lightly upon the outputs of the parent.
哦，所以在这里啊，大卫的众子全部要站出来哦。
So here, all the sons of David would have to come out.
你千万不要以为这是一件容易的事情啊。
And please don't think that this is a very easy thing.
在这里做领袖容易吗？
And for them to be a minister, is it easy?
一点都不容易哦。
This is not very easy.
你不要忘了这些是前面列出的这些老官哦。这些名字啊
，and all the names mentioned before，
这都是跟大卫一起打天下的老臣呐、啊。
And they are all old people who have fought with David。
没有一个人会在乎这些小朋友的、啊。
And none of them would care for these children。
没有一个人会怕这些大卫的王子啊。
And none of them would care about the sons of David。
啊，但是他们名字还是被列出来了。
But their names are still yet mentioned。
证明说他们留下了足够的资格，能够列在大卫的军中
，It means that they've been
或官中。
They have been qualified enough to be included in the army of David.
哦，所以啊，这是什么？这是因为有压力，最后出来的儿女啊。
It is because they have pressure that these children come out in the end.
哦，所以在这里让我们知道哦。
And so here tells us.
哦，说啊，我们给今天给年轻人一点压力是好事啊。
That to give the pressure on the youth is a good thing.
能够使他们站得更稳。
So that they can stand even more firm.
能够使他们看得更远。
So that they can see farther into the future.
哦，所以我们今天不要舍不得。
So today we should not not allow it.
哦，我们不要舍不得哦。Reluctant,
don't be reluctant.
哦，因为你今天给他的压力，
Because of the pressure that you give them today.
可能是他明天成功的原因。
It may be the reason that they are successful tomorrow.
所以在这里我们看到大卫的王朝。
And so we see the dynasty of David.
是许许多多的人一起参与的。
It is all these different people who participate.
今天教会要发展也是需要许许多多的人参与。
Today for the church to grow, it also requires the participation of many people.
不只是你。
Not only is it you.
更要带着你的儿女出来一起侍奉。
But also you need to bring your children to serve.
使你的家中能够成为一个成功的人生。
So that your life and your family can be a successful life.
能够建立一个荣耀的王朝
and to build a successful dynasty.
一起来唱诗
and let's all sing him
67首
67.
讲到大卫的传奇人生
and so we see the life of David.
其实他跟你我一样只是一个很普通的人
he is just like you and I, he's a very ordinary person.
会哭会笑
and he cries and he laughs.
会生气
he will become
angry. 他有他软弱的时候
there are times when he is weak.
但是到最后他却走出了一个传奇般的成功人生
but yet in the end he is able to live a life that he is able to influence the next generation.
圣经里面说因为他仅仅依靠他的神
The Bible describes that he relies on God in everything.
所以我们今天在生命的道路上，请我们把神抓好。
So in our life, we need to grab hold of God.
借着祷告。
That through prayer.
借着神的帮助。
Through the abundance of God.
使我们每个人的脚步都能够稳固。
That all of our footsteps we can be firm in.
能够走出成功的人生来。
That we can walk a very successful life.
我们祷告当中特别为教会来祷告。
In our prayer, we ask everyone to pray for.
使得教会能够在圣工上能够有更多的人参与。
So that in our holy work we can have more people to participate.
我们也特别为一些身体欠安、心灵软弱的弟兄姐妹祷告。
And we pray for some brothers and sisters who are physically ill.
我们在这里特别为Sissy 哈那个菲宾的朋友。Cici 的爸爸来祷告、哦、
And we pray for a friend of Cici's father.
他有检查出肿瘤或脑部肿瘤来了。
And he has detected a brain tumor.
所以我们虽然不认识，但是我们在祷告当中特别纪念。
So even though we don't know them, let's all pray for them.
求主耶稣能够看顾哦。
And may the Lord watch over them.
我们一起同心跪下来祷告。
And let's all kneel down and pray.